One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Can't you see you're not walking right? Can't you see you're limping between two opinions? You haven't made up your mind. That's the reason you're limping. He said, how long are you going to limp in life? Limping in life. Limping financially. Limping in your health. Limping in your faith. He said, for how long shall you halt between two opinions? Babies limp. They're not sure. Crying about their needs. Crying. And Bible says, if God gave us Jesus, his son, shall he not with him together give us all things? He says, so what are you asking for? So concerned, I gotta go to school, I need money for my fees, oh God. See the way you are sweating in your praying every day because of these school fees, as though God didn't know when you got the admission. See, now you can't eat anymore. You got an admission, now it has become your problem. Oh God, I'm going to remind you about my admission. Oh God, I need the money. What kind of a God do you think he is? Now you're no longer walking in faith. You're too concerned about yourself. Start thinking about other people who don't have faith like you. Then your faith will start working. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, there's so many cases in the Bible. It was when they prayed for other people that their own problems were solved. As long as you're there. You know, you remember Job? When was Job healed? When he prayed for his friends. That's when he was healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you live out your need and become God conscious, you receive a miracle. The woman who wanted healing for her daughter only got healed when she worshipped God after she had been crying after them, crying after the Lord and the disciples until they felt embarrassed and they said, Master, send her away. It was when she worshipped the Lord, the Master talked with her. She got a miracle. Her crying didn't change anything. Are you still there? Learn to release yourself. Let all these other things go. And then pray like a free man. Stop tying your needs around your waist. Like the high priest of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we think that the burden of a ministry should be on the ministers. No, every one of us has to be involved. We all have to be involved. Maybe you don't understand this thing. We all have to be involved. Because we're called into Christ. Every one of us has a responsibility for the salvation of others. Let me read you a very touching story. I know you've read it before. But it bears repeating. The book of Esther. Are you there? The book of Esther. One of the most touching stories in all the Word of God. On this particular occasion, a man by the name of Haman had become so popular with the king. This king ruled let me show you the extent of his kingdom. From chapter 1, verse 1, it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. Did you hear that? 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. That in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media. That was his kingdom, the extent of his kingdom. Such a vast kingdom. So he was a great king. All right? And so you can imagine when that man wanted to honor somebody, it was a great honor. And he had this man who was his right-hand man by the name of Haman. And he promoted Haman. Haman became the highest of his princes. He gave him a ring. And Haman had such authority in all the kingdom that only the king was higher than himself. And one day, some people said to Haman, haven't you found out that everybody bows to you? Because the king said everybody should bow to Haman and greet Haman with a bow. Everybody in the kingdom bowed when Haman walked by. He had become such a great man. Only God knows whatever he did. I made that king so stupid at that moment. But look at it. He gave him such authority. And so, as he passed by, they bowed to him. Everybody bowed to him. Until there was one man who would not bow. For one reason. They bowed to none other than God. He was a Jew. His name was Mordecai. He would not bow. And so some people came to Mordecai. They said, won't you bow before Haman? Didn't you hear the king's decree? You're supposed to bow before him. He said, I'm a Jew. We don't bow before nobody but God. They said, what? So they went to Haman. They said, oh, Haman, can't you see there's only one man who doesn't bow to you? He's the man who works at the king's gates. His name is Mordecai. Haman said, I'll find out about it. So the next time he was coming to the king, he got to the gate and there was Mordecai. Mordecai greeted, but he wouldn't bow like everybody else. Ooh. Oh. He said, what did they say he is? They said he's a Jew. So they said, why don't you get rid of him? Get rid of him. He's a rat. He's a rat. He's a rat. I can't waste my time dealing with him alone. I'm going to fix him and all his people. So I'll take him out and take out all the Jews. Then they'll know I am the king's right-hand man. Guess what? He went to the king one day and he said, oh, king, live forever. He said, there is a people in the land. They are different from all peoples of the world. Very troublesome. Everywhere they go, they cause chaos. They keep no laws. And they have no respect for the king. He said, I will pay. I will pay into the treasures of the king to take care of them. for your sake, O king. And the king said, in this kingdom? Take them out. Thank you, sir. And he had it written and signed by the king's own staff, and it went out. Guess what? They went throughout the land. Just imagine if you were there that day as a Jew, and you were standing outside, and somebody came with a paper and handed a copy to you that said, on such and such a day, in a number of weeks' time, you were to be killed. And with everybody that was like you, just because you were a Jew. And this document was taken everywhere in the land. And the people were told to rise up against the Jews and destroy them and take their goods. The Bible says, everywhere there were Jews, there was mourning, there was weeping and wailing. They cried and cried. They couldn't eat anything anymore. They were fasting, crying. The Bible says there was sadness throughout the land. All the Jews were confused. They didn't know what to do. But the wife of the king was a Jewess. Her name was Esther. And did you know that while she was in the palace, she didn't know what was going on? A lot of times those in the palace don't know nothing. They don't know what's going on. She was in the palace and didn't know anything about the decree. You know, sometimes when life is so good for us, we don't know the sufferings of others. I'll tell you to pay a visit to the hospital just one day and be there for just 1 hour. Just pay a visit to the hospital. Specialist is not far away. Just pay a visit and just be there for 1 hour alone. You will cry. When you see the mess, when you see the sufferings of human beings, and how that even those who work there have become so callous. They have seen too much. You can't blame them. They have seen too much. They don't care anymore. They've seen too much.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.